Sit back, relax, lace up your J's. This is For the Soul.
With Alex and Dylan.
This is so exciting.
Welcome to episode 5, For the Soul. Today we're going to be talking about sample shoes and super rare shoes.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into it.
So we got Paranormans. Those are fire. But like, I've never seen the movie.
I haven't either, but I've just seen these shoes. These are like one of the most well-known sample shoes.
Yeah, you don't even need to see the movie to feel like they're gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sick.
And it literally says Paranorman on the size tag, which is dope. And they go for up to $7,500.
I didn't realize that it said it on the thing. That's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I love green. So, I mean, those are fire.
Me too.
I don't know if I could really rock films like too well, but you know, we'll see.
I mean, but there's like a there's an exception, but I mean, like, I would rock those. Anybody could rock those.
Yeah, and you'd be like, respect if you had the Paranormans. Respect. All right, next we got the Off-White Air Jordan 1 Canary Yellow.
So are these samples or like, because I never saw these released. I just saw rumors of them on like Instagram feeds and stuff like that.
Yeah, because Virgil made a few designs, but some of them didn't get released. I actually swear my friend said that he had these, but I'm like, could that be true? Because I think they're samples. I think there are samples out there.
I think... wait, what would you say?
I think there are samples out there.
Yeah, I think maybe. I really don't know. But if your friend has a pair, prove it. Prove it to the viewers. What?
My friend, Logan.
Show them.
Viewers, the canary yellow
in
the flesh.
That's insane.
Somehow, my friend cops.
I thought it was all a dream. Used to read words off magazines. I never thought that these actually, I thought it was just a rumor because I never seen a pair, even on GOAT or anything.
Dreams come true. The canary yellows.
Those are sick.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And now we got the Ubu Air Jordan 11 snakeskins. I love Drake, so I'd obviously cop a pair of these. Which ones do you like better, pink or gray?
I'd probably say gray. I'm not a huge fan of snakeskin stuff. I love it, the OVO 12s though. Oh my God. Oh,
are you Drake
fan? Sick. I love Drake.
Yeah. Drake.
Gotta love Drake.
I probably would go with the gray. Yeah. I like the pink too. They're just like, they're cool. 2017 release.
Does it say OVO anywhere?
Or it might
it
on
the
back.
Owl anywhere?
If you guys know, let us know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But it probably does have the owl on the back because that's obviously his signature thing.
Yeah, or maybe on the bottom.
Oh my God, imagine on the Icy Sole.
I didn't know that these existed. Talk to me.
All right, the Nike.
Talk to us.
The Nike Hyperdunk wear test sample. So I found this online. They go for 3,000, very old Hyperdunk. But as you can see on the tongue, it has the Kobe symbol. So obviously they are pretty special. I would only wear these to play ball in. No other way I would wear them. They're Hyperdunks. They're meant to play
basketball. We're not sponsored,
in.
But.
Dang.
I would ball them if I paid retail.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go out of my way to get them. They're
ugly,
but Kobe special. And they're special, so.
Makes sense.
Not much else to say about these. Just a pair of Hyperdunks. Next sample is the Nike Zoom Tony Parker. If you're a Spurs fan, you probably like these. They go for $3,000, which isn't too expensive for a sample shoe. And he was the finals MVP, so I think that's why they made these.
For a sample shoe, it's not that expensive. For a shoe in general, though, like, But I think those are kind of cool.
If you're a Spurs fan,
if you're a Spurs fan, I mean, I wouldn't really. I'm Celtics.
All the way, so... None of that for us. You know, Tony Parker, great player. All right, the Nike SB Dunk. Reddy Cougar.
Yep. Those are sick.
Got the blood So you can easily tell what it is. And they go for 21,000, which is up there, pretty up there. I think we're both trying to get a pair of SBs at some point.
Yep, I am trying to get a pair of SBs. And I would love to get these, but that is just not in the price range whatsoever. But these are just so cool. Like, it has every aspect of Freddy Krueger on it. The blood, the sweater, like his signature sweater that he always wears. And then I'm pretty sure the
insole's got something.
Oh, yeah. I see that, too. Is that, like, the burn marks or whatever? I think that's burn marks on his face or whatever. Yeah. I love how SBs have the big tongue, the thick tongue. That's why I want a pair of SBs Chunky right tongue. Now and not just a regular pair of Dunks. I would like to get a regular pair of Dunks, but I'd rather get SBs first. And it has the silver swoosh on it for, like, I think if the – did he wear – he has claws, right? I think is the
called things.
Whatever like it that. Is. I don't think he doesn't – that's Jason that has, like, the machete, but
– yeah, Jason.
But he has, like, the hand thing. I don't know. He made it or something. You know what I'm talking about? Where he has the glove and then the knives on it.
Oh, that, yeah.
So I think that's why the silver is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has, like, every aspect of him on there.
Yeah, no, they definitely did well with this. I personally wouldn't wear them because, I don't know, I'm not a red person. But it's a cool shoe to have. And it's like a collectible.
Yeah.
Dang. Next, we got some of the rarest shoes. All right, so here's the Scars Pizza Nike Air Force One. They go for over 120K, but I've seen them go for, like, tons of money. Like, these are the most expensive Air Force to exist.
That really surprises me.
Yeah, I don't know why they're like that, but also, you can't see it in this picture. But right on the toe box, there's, like, invisible, like, the number of the pizza place. And it's, like, really cool. And it's, like, only you can see it really up close. That's it.
That's pretty sick. Isn't there, like, some kind of Reebok shoe where if you press something, or was that just a myth that you could, like, order a pizza or something? I'm talking about.
Like, I might have heard of that, but I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to look into that. That'd be sick, though. That'd be sick.
I mean, for me personally, even if I was, like, filthy rich, I don't know if I would buy these. Because, I just, like, the regular pure white forces.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. And I don't know, these, it's just the little detailing people like, but
yeah,
a ridiculous amount of money. A ridiculous amount of money, though.
Yeah.
Of course, the Air Mag. The Nike Air Mag came out all these years, 11, 15, and 16. And today they cost $25,088 around. See, there.
If I was filthy rich, that is a pair that I would get.
I agree. I would totally get them. They're sick.
Yeah.
They still make Air Mags, but, like, this is the OG pair.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, nothing much to say. Just who wouldn't get these if they were rich?
Yeah. Like, why not?
And
they're so cool. Sick.
So cool.
Self-lacing, all that.
Yeah, now some of the self-lacings now are like, eh.
Yeah, I feel that. I have one pair of self-lacings, and it was only because, like, I like these so much, and I was like, I need something.
You got
like
a pair this. Of those?
I do. They're like hyper red on the bottom or something, and then they're gray. So they're, like, kind of close to these, but, you know, I can look them up well.
All right, so these are the self-lacing that Dylan has. Show the fans.
I have these ones. So they're, like,
comfy?
Yeah, they're really comfortable, actually. They're very comfortable. And it's like, I feel like this was, like, low-key. It was, like, the lows of these and red. So it's like as close as it's going to get, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no. And for an affordable price.
Yeah.
How much did you pay?
I paid $350, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's, like, when I in my store, we sold some self-lacings for, like, $250, $350. All right. Travis Scott. Air Jordan 4, purple. Okay, these are super rare. I can't say I've seen anyone, but what do you think?
Purple is my favorite color. And
purple, lavender.
I love fours. So these are pretty cool, if you ask me. I mean, the thing is I don't really love Travis's music. That's, I'm just being honest. I don't really love Travis's music, but his style is pretty cool. That's why I have a pair of the sixes with the olive green and the little pocket. Mm-hmm. But I love these because they're purple. And yeah, I mean, they're rare. It's a flex and a half.
It is. And the hang tag is sick.
Yep.
I like these, but I don't know. I feel like I'd rather get a pair of Travis Scott ones.
I can respect that. These.
But yeah, purple. I like purple a lot. And the suede. Oof. Yeah, like the UNC fours, suede.
I wish I could just like.
Just feel it.
Yeah.
So they came out in 2018 and they cost $18,000, almost $19,000. I mean, it makes sense.
I wonder how much they retail for, like how many was made, because it's like, how did it just jump up to $18,796? Like,
it's Travis Scott.
Or was it from the jump? They're like, we're only going to make this many pairs, so good luck.
Probably from the jump, they made it that big.
Yeah, because I was going to say.
All right, we got another pair of fours.
Oh,
this is all you.
These? Jordan
4 Wahlbergs.
These are my dream sneaker. These are my holy grail. Speechless.
I love green. These are dope. So dope. And again, suede. Came out in June 2018. Over $100,000. I saw they were around $280,000.
Yeah, and that's because just sometimes on StockX, they'll just like put in like a crazy high number if they really want it like that. But I would say like reasonably 100,000 plus is like where it actually would be. Last pair sold for like 26K or whatever. And they're just going up higher because there's already only 30 pairs. So with every pair that gets sold, it's going to go up. So
yeah, because they're going to want more and more money.
Yeah.
We got the Icy Souls. The W, so clean. I would keep that hang tag forever. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Nice.
Would you wear, like, would you, if you, do you have any fours? You do, right?
I have three pairs of fours. Green That's glows, three, green glows, royalties, and military blues.
Do you keep the hang tag on it?
Mine are kid size. The kid size don't come with hang tags, usually.
Why? That's stupid.
Because, can't say anything. It's stupid. It's really stupid.
But yeah, why would they not come with, I mean, I don't really wear, I wouldn't wear it with that. I would just keep it in the box or whatever for all mine. Because I don't know why, but I just wouldn't really wear a hang, like one of those. If it's off-white, then you wear the,
you gotta wear,
yeah, you wear the tag or whatever. But these are just my holy grail. I love the color green. It's like right up there with purple. And I'm pretty sure they were for a good cause too. Like they were for,
yeah,
like,
no, definitely.
And it's just Mark Wahlberg. I mean, come on. So nice.
Enough said. So I nice. Want them.
I'd love to have those shoes.
Next, we got the Dunk Low SB Paris. Came out in 03, cost $32,500 today. I've been to Paris, it's really cool. And these are, like, fun. And they definitely have some elements that you see in Paris, like, artsy, very artsy. I would wear them. I would definitely wear them.
That's pretty cool. I heard that these went for a lot, but I just didn't know, like, how much. But SBs are in.
Yeah, so. It's definitely never seen anybody with them. Super rare.
Nope.
People cop them.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right. Derek Jeter, Air Jordan 11.
I don't have much to say, so you take this.
I know. We got the Boston, all Boston.
Red Sox.
Came out in 17. Cost $40,000 today. Probably going to keep going up because it's Jeter. I actually live 15 minutes from where Jeter grew up, so that's pretty cool. And so we got the suede, the two on the back, and it's just so clean. They make a low. Two, like they make a low Air Jordan 11 Jeter. I like the highs better, obviously. I mean, if I could afford them, I would get them because I love the Yankees and it'd be pretty cool to rock them in like Yankee Stadium or something.
If they weren't Jeter, I would like the highs, but it just like obviously I would prefer the highs over the lows, but it surprises me that like the lows in my size go for like $260. And then the highs go for like 40,000. Like, is it a
Huge.
Is it a tens of thousands difference between a low and a high? Not to me, but.
Yeah, no. It just proves that the highs are way better. Anyway.
Do you have any 11s?
Jubilees.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We talked about that.
Yes. I used to have the Concord 11s, but I sold them, and now I have the Jubilees, so I got them for retail.
Where did you sell them? Because I need to sell some stuff. Maybe somebody out there needs to sell some sneakers.
So I use it at Mercari. This is not sponsored, but you know, we're always open to it. I sell all my shoes and some clothes on there, and you just list them. It's super easy, and they could sell in a few days, few months, but they'll still be up there. You don't have to relist them like some other selling places, and you can have a buy now option, like offer and free shipping or not. It's really good. So Mercari, use it and you'll make some money.
Sponsor us.
Thanks. All right. Last one, we got the Craig Sager Air Jordan 1. These are like crazy. Came out in 16. Just priceless.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know what to say about these, to be honest with you. They look like a mid.
I don't know why anybody would wear them besides the fact that they're super rare.
Yeah. And like, what do you wear them with?
Probably all black is the only thing. Maybe navy.
Or yellow.
Yellow. There's lots of yellow in that shoe. Maybe red. Like a red
flannel.
Actually,
I guess you could wear them with a lot of things, but it's just weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. To me, it is. I don't know. There's a lot of other rare sneakers that I would rather have besides this.
I agree. Yeah, this is like all over the place, and I don't know what they were going for. So Craig Sager, whatever.
Boom.
All right. So out of all the shoes, the rares and the samples we looked at, if you could choose one that they would re-release, what do you think they should
Mark
release?
Mark Wahlberg, Fours, easy. No hesitation.
I'm going to say the Jeter 11s. Jeter 11s or the Wahlbergs for sure. Yeah, those are fire, honestly. Like speckles too at the bottom.
I know. They have everything.
Everything we could ever want.
They have everything. And you know what's crazy? We set this discussion up a while ago, and then today on my phone it popped up. It was like Mark Wahlberg and his son or something were at like a game or something last night or
because
the other day.
Andrew is always watching you.
See?
Oh
this was
God.
3 hours ago.
His son has a pair.
You can see, but this was like 3 hours ago. Mark Wahlberg and his son, and his son has a pair of the
Wahlberg Force.
Man, friends and family type stuff.
Yeah, it honestly probably is a friends and family shoe.
And then Mark Wahlberg has some like random.
Yeah, he should be wearing them too. If I were his son, I'd be wearing these everywhere because I know I could get any pair anytime I want.
Yeah.
All right, so. We'll dream about the Wahlberg Force.
Yeah.
But let's go into the releases. So obviously, these already passed, but we're just going to talk about some of the recent releases. Providence Purple. We got two Air Force looks.
I like that it's called Providence Purple, but I think that the Air Force One all white is like the best shoe of all time. I don't think it needs to be changed. I mean, maybe for like, they can do a collaboration with something else like Virgil does. Like, I love those. Or like, if they do a collaboration with, I don't know, something else, Cause, Bape, something like that. I think that's dope. But like, to actually change it, why?
Yeah, because the bottoms are weird and the shoes just look a little bit off.
It's just weird to me. I wish that they kept it the same and then maybe put like a little bit of hint of purple and call it Providence Purple. Then I would hit on those in a second. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, no, I think they're running out of ideas for shoes, and that's definitely why.
I agree.
And then the Jordan 1 Dark Marina Purple definitely sold out. They're just really simple. I mean, I'd wear them. They're blue and black, white.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I think that's like a okay color coordination. But what you don't want to do is navy blue and black, because then it, my it's mom taught me that, then it looks like a bruise. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like you're, that's like the one kind of style you don't do is navy blue and black. So pro tip, don't wear those together.
Yeah, that is a pro tip. All right. So if you copped any of these, let us know. February 17th and 18th. So 17th, a dunk came out. The Siempre Familia.
They're doing too much, in my opinion, but
it's like cool, but I want to go out of my way to cop them.
I just don't think their colors match at all.
Yeah, the
like,
blue.
Why is it bright blue and then olive green? Like with olive green, I want black or white.
Yeah, no.
Not bright blue.
I did something wrong. And then these Air Max Plus are.
I think those are valid. Call me crazy. I think they're weird. They're kind of cool. They're like basic.
Like
they're basic, but they're different.
Yeah, they're definitely different. The cage in the middle is what's throwing me off, but I wouldn't be like, oh, those are ugly. They're just Air Max Plus, you know?
Yeah.
And then they re-released the Big Bangs on February 18th.
I didn't even know that until you said that earlier.
And they didn't even come in my size. But I think I love LeBron 9. It's my favorite LeBron model. I wish I could have copped them, but.
That's a statement. That's your favorite.
That's my favorite LeBron model.
LeBron model. Wow.
I used to have the Hornets. Those are my favorite of all time. And then
goated.
The laser pink and the Christmases. Those are the 9s I had. I sold them all. Mercari. And I wish I had the Hornets again. I might try to buy them again because I love the colorway.
Yeah, that's sick.
Big bangs, though.
Big bang.
On 19th, they had Jordan 3s, Cardinal Red.
I love the Jordan 3. It was the first Jordan to actually, like, have, like, air in it.
The air bubble?
Yeah, it's the first Jordan to ever come out with an actual air bubble. So Air Jordan made sense for the first time on the Jordan 3.
There's your fact.
Your fact. But those are raw. I mean, white and red, and then the elephant print. It's like, it's classic.
I think I need a pair of 3s.
I need a pair of 3s, too. I have the black cement ones, but I need to, like, sell them. So maybe I'll use Mercari. Shout out Mercari.
For real?
Because they're not, like, I got them a while ago, and now they're not in my size. I'm 10.5, and they're in, like, a 9.5 or 10.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like.
Sell them, get a new pair.
Facts.
The powder blues I really like. They're just, like, really simple, but they're cool.
I saw Kyrie wearing those one time.
Of course he has them. Of course.
Powder blue.
All right, so the 22nd and the 23rd. Today is actually the 23rd when we're filming this, so maybe you got these dunks on the right.
Maybe you got blessed. I'm not a huge fan of the first two, the
Me
Forces
either.
And the Huarache. But I think those dunk highs are pretty solid. I would like to, I don't know, maybe do something like put in like really light pink laces or something.
Ooh, I actually like that. I like that idea. I saw those. I love those dunks all the way to the right, the light chocolate. But once again, not in my size, only men's 7. I need a men's 5. I would have tried for them. I really would have. And the pink laces would have been dope.
So the next dunk you're looking for, high or low?
I kind of want a pair of highs.
Respect.
I think they're cool.
Respect.
But it really would depend on the colorway because obviously they haven't been doing too great. But I
honestly
wanted those.
Low-key, now is the time to get high. Because I feel like lows are blowing up more and eventually it's going to get back to the highs. That's what I'm saying.
You think?
I think eventually at some point, or because people will accept that like the lows are just going too crazy, that people start like moving into the highs. And I think that the price of them will get raised, but.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Facts.
Highs are on the rise.
I would really like a pair of highs too. I think they'd look really cool with like sweatpants or something.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it. I like brown too. I kind of like brown.
I like brown.
I wish they had them in my size, man. Totally.
They don't have them in your size?
No, they only came out in men's 7. I need a men's 5. I have small feet.
Everybody says it's a blessing until they don't come out in your size. Everybody's saying
because they're cheaper,
like,
but
having, yeah.
Come on, Nike.
Blessing or curse?
Give me something. That comes out in men's
Throw
5.
Throw a bone.
Throw a bone, exactly. That's all we got for rare and sample shoes. We'll be back for episode 6, don't you worry.
Of course. Although this was episode 6, but we always get those confused. No, it's definitely 5. Yeah, it's definitely 5.
All right. So make sure you tune in to the next episode of For the Soul.
Brought to you by Dylan and Alex. This is For the Soul.